Good day, everyone. And for this episode of Digital Filipino Talks, we have the director of Inquirer Group who handles the mobile applications, Mr. JV Rufino. Hi, JV.
Hi, Janet.
Thank you very much for joining us.
No problem at all.
And JV, you're very active now in terms of promoting mobile content and mobile applications.
As you can see from
and mobile gadgets.
Cavalcade of gadgets in front of me.
Yes. Now, I have to ask you, why do you think it is important for content to be ported in mobile? Because I noticed Inquirer has been very aggressive in pushing its content towards that platform, and to the point they have you concentrating on that. Why is it important?
And we acquired a mobile arm just for it.
Ah, which one?
Mega Mobile.
Mega Mobile, okay.
Yes. Well, one statistic stands out for that. The Philippines are about 24 million internet connections. Mm-hmm. And there are about 65 million mobile phones.
Okay.
So we were concentrating on those 24 million internet connections, but because this is before it was an adjunct of our website, but 65 million mobile phones and devices is an interesting market to look at. So we began focusing on it more closely. Mm-hmm. And the other thing we noticed is the high potential of mobile devices, not just phones, but tablets as well. Most publishers worldwide are very interested in tablets because they come very close to duplicating the experience people have when they read print matter. Because mm-hmm. the reason why print advertising is so effective is people normally spend about 30 to 40, maybe even an hour reading the newspapers. Whereas on a website, the interest is very fragmented. They'll jump in, they'll mm-hmm. jump out. So tablets come very close to duplicating that experience. For example, studies have shown that people who use the iPad tend to use it in the evening, mm-hmm. as their leisure time. In fact, Juan Ifra did a study and because they wanted to figure out where do tablets fit in the ecosystem. And where tablets fit is that they are what's called lean-back devices. Computers like this one are lean-forward devices, meaning that they're there for your interaction.
Yes, that's right.
You're going to you're going to send email, you're going to chat, mm-hmm. So on and so forth.
Type your reports.
Yeah, exactly. Do your PowerPoint presentations and stuff. Same thing, for example, mobile phones. You're out there to communicate. But tablets are what we call lean-back devices. For example, my iPad, I find myself using at home. I'll hold it this way, I'll be in the couch, mm-hmm. and all. Our newspaper has been available as a digital edition on the desktops for a very long while, but I never quite caught on to the experience. It felt a bit like reading the microfilm readers in school, so it mm-hmm. felt like research, but what's on a tablet, the experience becomes much more like that of printed matter.
How many users now access mobile, Inquirer through the mobile device?
Well, I can't disclose exact numbers, but we have lots and lots of users, basically. If you include the SMS alerts, the tablets are new, they've just started, but we've been very happy with the response we've gotten so far.
But would you say that 10 to 20, would it be reasonable to say that 10 to 20% of Inquirer readers access it now also from the mobile device?
I would say more if you include our traditional mobile service, which is SMS alerts. Mm-hmm. If you include that, then yes, actually even more than 10 to 20%.
Ah, okay. Yeah. A lot of companies, because of all this excitement with tablets and, of course, the smartphones, are now thinking if they should have a mobile strategy. And I guess it depends on the perspective whether you're looking at deploying mobile apps or mobile content. But in your perspective, what do you think?
A market of 65 million mobile devices is a market you need to develop. You're going to develop a strategy for 24 million internet connections. What more should you develop a strategy for 65 million mm-hmm. mobile phones? And even overseas, one of the things is when we did our apps mm-hmm. is that we found a lot of our app downloads are coming from overseas Filipinos. In fact, I was asking one of them, thanks for your feedback on the app, but why? Since I like your app because in the Middle East, we don't have access to a lot of desktop computers. First, it's highly regulated. Two, we work in office environments, we live in small apartments, but we need to contact our loved ones, so we have very, very good mobile phones. So if you have apps on a mobile phone, all the better, because it basically becomes their computer substitute.
So that means that when you devise a strategy for the mobile, a big chunk of that you have to consider are Filipinos based abroad.
Yes, don't ignore them because they are also, the mobile revolution reaches them as well. Mm-hmm, okay. Mm-hmm. And so you do have to think of a mobile strategy. It isn't enough to say, I have a website and most phones have web browsers, therefore my website will work. For one thing, most normal websites look awful on a mobile phone screen.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, Enquire.net is one of the pioneers in that. As early as 2002, we created a mobile version of our website, wap.enquire.net and mobile.enquire.net.
Mm-hmm. So what are the components of a mobile strategy,
okay,
if you may share?
The main components are whether it's messaging or SMS. Okay. It's easy to take SMS for granted, but it's really the bedrock messaging application.
So this 100, no basic, 120, 140 character.
Yeah, no matter how basic your phone is, it can text.
Okay.
And texting reaches across all demographics, all ages, everyone texts all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a very good SMS alert service that we use to alert our readers that there's a big important story happening. Because we realize, you know, if you're in front of your computer in the desk, that's great, you'll get the breaking news.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if you're on the car, maybe you'll get it from our radio station, you tune in, you know, but a lot of people live their lives like you're going from one meeting to another, one event to another, you know. If you're really a news hound, of course you'll be checking your mobile phone web every 5 minutes or so, but oftentimes you're too busy for that, you're just going through your day.
Mm-hmm.
But something big, for example, it's a morbid example, but when that bus, that big bus bombing incident on EDSA, we sent that out as an alert to our subscribers right away. Because first of all, it's major news. And two, I got a call from someone who says, I'm so thankful for your mobile alert because I was about to go on EDSA when I got your alert. I rerouted because otherwise, you know, people that day were stuck in traffic for hours on EDSA because they closed off a whole section.
And these people who subscribe to the mobile, of course, they are paying subscribers.
Yes,
in this
they
sense.
Are paying subscribers, you know. So, and that's another thing that interests us as publishers. On the web culture, it's free, advertising supported.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, on mobile, there is a culture of payment.
Okay.
I mean, you may pay 50 pesos, 20 bucks for unlimited this or that, but you expect to pay. You don't expect your texts to be free. You expect them to be cheap, but you don't expect them to be free.
So the strategy, okay, you said that the first component, it should have messaging.
There is free messaging. Advertising support free messaging.
Mm-hmm.
That's also a possibility.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm saying there is also a culture of paying.
You know,
1 peso, 2 peso, 50.
Okay. So the mobile strategy should include one for messaging.
Yes.
What
and
else?
The next thing is mobile web.
Okay.
More and more phones have sophisticated web browsers.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to develop a mobile website.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are companies that can do that for you.
Mm-hmm.
More than that, you also need to think of your content for the mobile website.
Okay.
Because you have to realize that on a desktop website, they have time to browse, they have time to interact.
Mm-hmm.
Most mobile websites, they're there for a very specific piece of information. What's the movie, the schedule of the movie, you know? I need directions to this particular place. Or I'm in Makati, where am I going to eat?
So you're saying it's like it should not be more than 200 characters or 200 words?
You can have longer stuff, but you have to keep it focused.
Okay.
Even more information snacking. If desktop web is about snacking, mobile web is even more so. I wouldn't mind saying my micro.
Okay.
So that's mobile. Now the next space that is also very exciting from a branding point of view are mobile apps.
Mm-hmm.
Because the mobile web, I've used the mobile web for ages, and it's always been a hassle. Like you have to remember the URL, you have to bookmark, and not all browsers on phones make bookmarking easier. Nice thing with apps, the reason why apps have taken off in places like the iPad or the iPhone is that it's there on your screen, you just click it and you're there. So we've created an iPhone app for the Enquirer. We were the first major.
So now we can search for an Enquirer app and we can already
download it. It's been downloaded quite a lot of times. You have an Enquirer app, we've got an app on Nokia, on the Obi store. We've got an app on Samsung Bada. Okay, and we also have not an app, but an edition on Amazon Kindle, the only Philippine newspaper with an Amazon Kindle edition. Okay, so these apps, what they serve is for us, it's great for us because it's a branding exercise. Okay, our brand is right out there in the App Store. In fact, we have a screen grab of the Enquirer app, number one in the Philippine news space on the iTunes Store, right next to Time, BBC.
Okay, so what are the steps to go mobile?
Like
for instance, if I have an existing website right now, if I want to go mobile, are there three steps, four steps, or five steps?
Our mobile arm, Mega Mobile, has a service called Wapper.
Okay.
That is they basically take any website and convert it into a mobile friendly site.
Is it expensive?
No, it's not expensive.
Okay. So JV, with all this potential for mobile, a lot of people are asking also, can they make revenue, can they generate revenue from it? I mean, if you're a traditional publication right now that has an online presence, of course, you can get revenue from advertising, among others. Mm-hmm. Through mobile, you can get revenue through subscription, through downloads. Mm-hmm. But in your perspective, can it reach the revenue potential of a website publication, or can it be bigger?
It can either match it, and in fact, could even arguably be bigger.
Okay.
For one, mobile advertising is in its infancy. Mm-hmm. But one thing we have sort of learned is that since the screen is so small, mm-hmm. and the ad relative to the screen is so much more noticeable, the click-through rates tend to be higher.
Okay.
Of course, that is a function. For example, ads that are not called, you need to have a very specific call. Again, it's very task-oriented. If your ad is a call-to-action ad on mobile, mm-hmm. it tends to work. But if it's just if it's an ad about, you know, your job is brand awareness, mm-hmm. or, you know, this doesn't work because the screen is so small.
That's right.
But if your ad is task-oriented, mm-hmm. and it's attuned to the needs of that user at a particular moment, then mm-hmm. the chances of it to be clicked on is higher. Mm-hmm. Okay. For example, like an airline can have, airlines are classic. Philippine Airlines has a mobile website. Mm-hmm. A lot of the carriers have mobile, because if your flight's canceled, you mm-hmm. kind of want to know when and there, right?
Yes, so that's
again,
right.
Like task-oriented. So in that case, it doesn't mean not a revenue generator. It's more like a customer service type
yes.
of thing. But there are also other cases where it can be direct revenue. For example, our Kindle edition mm-hmm. Is subscription-based. It is, in fact, the only edition of the Inquirer that is completely advertising-free. Mm. So occasionally you will get, you know, people saying, you know, I find the ads on the website distracting. And I said, you know, we have an option for you. So, you know, in fact, that's one of the commenters on our Amazon page said, like, I love it because, you know, mm-hmm. It's just a pure text on my device, you know, so there. And the app store, the various app stores have various payment options. So mm-hmm. you can have free apps that you can later upgrade to paying apps in the future. So there is revenue upstream.
Okay.
You know? And you can combine it with advertising. Nothing prevents you from, there's so many apps that they not only charge you for them, but they also carry advertising. You can have both revenue streams at the same time.
So what are your plans for this year for Inquirer Mobile?
Oh, wow, tons. We are on a lot of mobile devices. We're watching other devices very closely, and we will try to be
so you know, on iPad, you now have
yes,
the Galaxy Tab,
yes,
you are
yes,
Kindle,
yep,
you're
yep,
on the
yep,
iPhone,
yep.
the BlackBerry, mm-hmm. and the traditional phone, the
yep.
Nokia phones.
Yep.
What else can we expect this year?
As new devices are to come on stream, as you know, iPad has ignited like a tablet frenzy.
Mm-hmm.
So we are already available on Android via Kindle.
Mm-hmm,
Kindle
mm-hmm.
is also available on Android.
Mm-hmm.
We are available on the iPad both as an app and as a digital edition.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I really can't talk about specifics, but we're looking at all the available platforms in the mobile space.
Mm-hmm. So that's more on the deployment, but how about the build-up of the subscribers? What do you intend to do on
Well,
the
of
end?
Course, we're harnessing our own, we're harnessing the leverage of our own group. We've got
mm-hmm.
a radio station, we've got, people like to think the Inquirer is like one title, it's 17 publications
mm-hmm.
in various niches.
So your plans, I guess, is to roll out all these 17?
That's a possibility. We have mm-hmm. to look at the business model of
mm-hmm.
each one, but that's certainly something to look at.
Mm-hmm.
We're mainly using them as vehicles
mm-hmm.
to promote.
Okay. So personally, what are your plans for this year?
Acquire every gadget known to man. No, I'm just joking. You know, I have to bring this huge bag with me. You know, I edit this set. I'm only bringing this set for you. I don't normally go out of the house
okay.
with this entire.
Yeah,
thing,
you're like
you
a
know.
Walking bank.
You know, I normally bring maybe the iPhone, the Galaxy Tab, and the BlackBerry. It was like the absolute.
All right.
Yeah,
so
great.
I guess we have so much to look forward to this
yeah,
year, and so far as mobile
yeah.
is concerned, and I wish you all the best in your endeavors.
Oh, hey, thanks.
Thank you, JV,
okay.
and thank you, everyone.